Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Letting my sense catches up with me. Crash on a number four. Two witnesses blowing up high. Not sure whose will be done. You can call me a sinner for wondering why. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling.
Time now for Down the Stretch with veteran and highly successful thoroughbred handicapping expert Don Noble on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Don Noble.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to Kentucky's number one thoroughbred handicapping show here on 93.9 The Ville, sponsored by TwinSpires.com. Got on a little late today, but everything's fine. Everything's cool. We'll get everything taken care of. But got some selections today. Hopefully we can cash some tickets. Did okay last week. But didn't do as well in the Belmont Stakes. I didn't have door knock, but we'll talk about that momentarily. Seventh race up at Saratoga last week, going a mile to eighth, the Ogden Fifth Stakes. Got a nice purse, $500,000, fillies and mares, four and up. And it looked like Idiomatic, Brad Cox's five-year-old mare by Curlin, 3-5 morning line. Look like the, you know, the real deal. But again, short price. People said, hey, maybe I'll check something else out. And a horse that I mentioned last week that you could use was the one horse for Chad Brown, Joel Rosario, Randomize, four-year-old filly by Nyquist. Connections paid $420,000. This year has only been out, was only out one time, was fourth in the Ruffian Stakes at Belmont Aqueduct, 6-1 morning line. Pretty much stayed there as far as the odds. And the horse gets there late and gets her picture taken. And they went 24-1, 48-4, 112-2. They went a mile and 136-4, and final time was 149-4. And paid a good price, $14 to win, $450 and $3. If you had it on top, that's good. And Idiomatic, the heavy, heavy favorite, finishes second. Wasn't a disgraced mayor, but again, people taking a shot. And I'm hoping people did take a shot because the exacta wasn't that overwhelming, but it still paid $22.40 with the 1-5. And then another horse I mentioned, a four-year-old filly by Into Mischief for trainer Brendan Walsh. Tyler Gaffney on Pretty Mischievous, 6-1 morning line. Filled out your $2 trifecta of $80.48. We give that out on the air. And I will tell people that, you know, I thought Idiomatic was the horse to beat. But again, if you're trying to get a little value, I mentioned heavily about the one horse, and hopefully maybe you box those two horses or use the three horse Pretty Mischievous, whether it be for your exact or trifecta. So, you know, I felt pretty good about it. I don't like short prices. Nobody does. But sometimes it just happens. It just happens. Which leads me to the 11th race, going a mile and 3/16. Man, I've always loved this race. The Grade 1 Manhattan Stakes for 4-year-olds and up. Purse, $1 million over the turf course. And morning line was the Chad Brown horse, Program Trading, 5-2. And if you look at this 4-year-old, it only been out of the winner's circle one time, and that was in the Virginia Derby last September. And I understand how this horse should have been the favorite and the horse to beat. But the horse that I did mention for Charlie Appleby, 4-year-old colt by Frankel, the champion Frankel, okay? Great Britain bred. And William Buick, it's his main rider, comes over from Europe to ride Measured Time, the 9 horse. They went 23-48-1, which is a good time going mile and 3/16. 111-3, 134-3 for a mile, and the final time for mile and 3/16 was 1:51.4. And Measured Time, I mean, how could you not use this horse or possibly put this horse on top? Charlie Appleby, okay, when he ships United States, when he brings his horses over from Europe, he's winning at 49%. And in graded stakes races, he's winning at 39%. Now, I know Brad Cox's horse look good, but Gemini, and you got a good price of 820, 480, and 340. Boy, that was a good price. Along with the other Charlie Appleby's horse, Nation's Pride, the 7 horse with Frankie D'Attori. I mean, exactly, it was $45. You could have boxed very easily the 5, 7, 9. That's it. $2. That'd have cost you $12. And you got a return pretty well on the exacta. And again, I didn't write it down, the trifecta, but you know it had to be more than $45 because that's what the exacta was. That's pretty easy. And again, if you was listening to Down the Stretch last week, you's feeling pretty good about yourself. And you could have quit. You could have quit right then and said, hey, it's over. I made my money. I don't need to go any further. But I know how gamblers are. They're going to say, okay, let's go to the Belmont Stakes. I'm going to parlay this, or I'm going to do this. I'm going to bet to pick three. I'm going to key so-and-so and whatever else. And Sierra Leone didn't get the job done. And a horse that I'll tell you, I mentioned it last week because I went over all the horses in the field. I did not. I will say this morning, Doorknock, the 3-year-old colt by Good Magic for Danny Gargan, 15-1 morning line. I did not like the horse whatsoever. Horse had won since the Fountain of Youth. I mean, got beat 18 lengths in Kentucky Derby. Now you could throw that, but I just didn't think this horse was in the same category as some of these other horses. But again, congratulations goes out to all the connections for Door Knock. Horse pays $37.40, $17.60 to place, and $8.10 to show. Now, horse morning line 15-1, and he pays $37. There's a lot of other people that were in agreement with me. They didn't like that colt whatsoever. They went 22-4 for this mile and a quarter distance, 47-1, 110-3, 135-2, decent time, and the final time was 201-3 for a mile and a quarter for the Belmont Stakes, grade one, purse $2 million. Tell you, that was a good price. I didn't have it. And again, if you went outside the box a little bit, but I just didn't like the horse whatsoever. And I didn't like Mindframe to run second for Pletcher. I thought this horse was stepping up to grade company for the first time, and I just think that jump in class, I just had questions. But Pletcher knows where to put them. And the other thing about it is, and don't get me wrong, I'm not taking anything away from these horses, but that Mindframe was bred in Maryland. Nothing against the program in Maryland, but you don't see a lot of Maryland horses that win the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, or whatever. But this horse still ran second, got a lot of potential, and I'm sure you'll see this horse down the line. But I didn't care for Mindframe. But saying that, we did give you some winners, and hopefully you were successful. If you weren't, then so be it. And maybe today, some of the horses we give, maybe you'll like. Well, Max, let's take a break here. I've been jabbering here for a few minutes. So it's 9:21 here on June 15th. So let's take his first break, and we'll be right back here on Down the Stretch on 93.9 DeVille, sponsored by Stockton Mortgage.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Welcome back to Down the Stretch on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Don Noble.
Well, get along, huh? Get ready for an exciting weekend at Twin Spars. Score up to $10 back on select races when your single horse win wager finishes second or third. Don't miss out. Visit the Twin Spars app or the twinspars.com to find out which races qualify. twinspars.com. And again, if you're looking for a spot to go, if you hadn't been in the past or it's been a while, what about the family-owned business over at 7123 Gray Lane, Stooges Bar and Grill? It's a local spot where you can enjoy good food and drinks. Whether you're looking for a casual hangout or a place to unwind, Stooges has got you covered. Classic American pub grub, complete with pool tables and a spacious, that's right, spacious deck located beside the volleyball courts. And then coming soon, they've got the pickleball courts, which I think they do have them already. But, man, they got some great grilled chicken sandwiches. Some, what about an Ankus burger or an 8-ounce fish sandwich? Stooges Famous Wings are their daily lunch special. That's Stooges Bar and Grill, 7123 Gray Lane. Check them out. Well, you know, each week I try to look out for various races to handicap here on Down the Stretch. And, you know, they've got a couple stakes a day. But the first race I'm going to talk about is the opener tonight. It's 6 o'clock. Going a mile and an eighth. Maiden Special Weight. And these are for 3-year-olds and up. And post time tonight, 6 o'clock. First post. So the first horse I'm going to talk about is the morning line favorite, Django. I may have mispronounced that. But it's a 3-year-old colt for trainer Kenny McPeak, 8-5, with Brian Hernandez. Now, the funny thing is this horse has been out 9 times. 9 times. Still trying to get his maiden win. Got 2 seconds and 2/3 for $71,000. But the last 3 or 4 starts in straight maiden to Fairgrounds got to beat 13 lengths. At Oaklawn Park going a mile and an eighth, gets beat almost 9 lengths. Then in Oaklawn Park going a mile and 16th, gets beat 7 lengths. So Kenny says, well, maybe we'll try the turf for this colt. Going a mile and an eighth under the Twin Spires. And horse gets beat 12 lengths over the sod. So now the horse is back on the main track. He's 8-5. I'm just pondering why this horse is 8-5. Now, May 31st at Churchill Downs, going 4 furlongs, this horse had a terrific work, 47-1, breezing best of 88. But still, this horse hadn't shown me a whole lot in the afternoon, an 8-5, which leads me to the deuce in here. Asked Arthur, 3-year-old colt by Unified, stands for $7,500. Connections paid $65,000 at 2021 November Keeneland sale. This horse, now get this, been out 5 times, a second and a third. Turfway Park in December of 2023, horse goes off at 46-1, gets beat 17 lengths. Comes back in February, straight and maiden, 51-1, and gets beat 11 lengths. Then comes back in February 23rd, going a mile, and gets beat a half length at 14-1. So we're thinking, man, maybe this horse has turned a corner. So they take this horse to Keeneland, going mile and 16th, straight maiden. You know the competition. Horse goes off 22-1. Gets beat on by almost by 10 lengths. Then at Churchill Downs, May 19th, okay? Going a mile and 16th, straight maidens again. This horse gets beat almost eight lengths at 18-1. Now this afternoon, morning line, this horse is 2-1. Now you got a horse that's 8-5 is 0-9, and a horse that's 2-1 is 0-5, and been double digits pretty much is throughout his career. This horse 2-1. So naturally, I'm looking for a first-time starter. And the thing about it is, now this is straight maiden. For three-year-olds and up, purse is $120,000. And we can only get six horses. We can only get six horses. And then the three horse, Cat on Time, a four-year-old, been only out twice, been beaten by 18 lengths at Churchill, 12-1 morning line. The four horse, Six Kings for Brendan Walsh, has had two outings, one at Gulfstream Park going 7/8, gets beat 21 the lengths at 9-1, comes back at Churchill May 4th, straight maiden, gets beat 15 lengths. Sars has been out twice and has gotten beat by a total of 36 lengths. And this horse 7-2. Gee, my knee. Which leads me to the five horse, Elko County, three-year-old colt by Gunrunner. You know, Gunrunner stands $250,000. Kenny McPeak, Colby Hernandez. Horse got a nice work. But here's what I didn't understand. This horse has been out six times and two-thirds for $29,000. This horse ran at Oaklawn, Fairgrounds, Oaklawn. Hadn't been seen. Comes back to Churchill Downs May 18th with a 4-furlong work in the mud, 48-2, ninth best of 57. Then they shipped this horse to Saratoga and got a work June 8th over the turf going 47-3, best of 54. And then they bring this horse back. Now, again, this horse may still be at Saratoga. I haven't got the scratches. But why would they ship from Churchill all the way up Saratoga and then ship back to Churchill if this is the case today? Elko County, 4-1. So you see what I'm saying here? And then the six horse, Tappet for the win. Man, by Tappet stands for $185,000. They only paid $85,000, 12-1 for Kelsey Danner. Another horse got beat first time out, Turfway Park by 16 lengths. Tries the turf at Churchill Downs, gets beat 12. So that's 28 lengths. So you tell me, who do you like in here? Who do you like in here in this first race? I'm going to take a shot in here. I'm going to throw the one and the two out, and I'm just going to use the 4-5. Six Kings is 7-2 for Brendan Walsh, and the five horse, Elko County, for Kenny McPeak and Colby Hernandez, not Brian. Just going to take a shot. But watch these two horses that hadn't done anything. The 2-1, the deuce, Ace Arthur, and the one. Watch them go 1-2. But I just thought this was a crazy, crazy, crazy race. So, you can pretty much hear my sentiments on that race. I'm not a big fan, but I was just looking for something else to maybe be a contrarian, maybe try to find some value. But when you only got six horses, I'm not sure. And boy, some of these horses look absolutely horrendous as far as on paper. Now, some money probably going to step up today and run a bang-up race, but whew, man, that's a tough, tough race. Which leads me to the fifth race, post time 7:57, going 1/16. It's a Montemore Girl Stakes. Purse is $175,000 for fillies, three-year-olds. And again, I'm shocked. You only got six horses again. Now, it's a pretty good field here now. Pretty good field, which I'll lead off with the deuce for Steve Asmussen, Our Pretty Woman. Three-year-old filly by Medaglia D'Ora. Stands for 75. Man, connections dug deep in their pockets. Paid $900,000 in the 2022 September Keeneland sale. This horse has won 165. Two races back in the Fairgrounds Oaks. Horse just gets beat by 3/4 of a length at 4-1. Then comes back in the Kentucky Oaks Grade 1 event over a sloppy race course. Horse gets beat 31 lengths. 31 lengths. Today, 7-5. And again, naturally, going from Grade 1 company to this minor stakes race, but still decent purse of $175,000. Kenny McPeak's horse, the four horse, a Band of Gold, three-year-old filly by Preservationist. Brian Hernandez in the irons, 9-2. Last time out at Churchill Downs over the yielding turf surface in the Grade 2 Edgewood, his horse gets beat 13 lengths, 27-1. Horse has been working good since then. May 17th at Churchill, 47-1 breezing, 6 of 134, and then comes back June 8th, 4 furlongs and 47-1. Best, that's right, best of 110, 9-2. I think this horse has got a little shot. Which leads me to the sixth horse, which is Intricate, three-year-old filly by Gunrunner, 8-5 morning line. Last November in the Grade 2 Goldenrod Stakes for two-year-old fillies, this horse was dominant at 6-1, wins by almost 6 lengths. Then comes back in the Rachel Alexander in the slop down at the Fairgrounds, gets beat less than 3 lengths at $1.70 to a dollar, and then goes in the Fairgrounds Oaks Grade 2. I don't know what happened in this race. Gets beat 11 lengths. Finishes fifth. I think Our Pretty Woman's going to be mighty tough in here. So that's the horse I like. Sorry, 7-5. I'm going to use the 4 and the 6 underneath. So I'm going to key the 2 over the 4-6. So that could be a little interesting. But again, only got 6 horses and I hadn't seen the scratches, and could be a short exact as well. Well, Max, I need to get another break in, so let's take our second break and we'll be right back here on Down the Stretch, sponsored by Chisholm Irrigation.
Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has 4 area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
I should have learned to roll and ride. Wearing my 6-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing. chasing Jesse James.
Welcome back to Down the Stretch on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Don Noble.
Should have been a cowboy. And I'll just tell you, my boy John Kurtz for Chisholm Irrigation came over to my house the other day and did some work for me. Trust me, you need to call Chisholm Irrigation. They do an excellent, excellent job. And John is, trust me, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 15. That's how good he is. John Kurtz at Chisholm Irrigation. And get ready for an exciting weekend at Twin Spires. Score up to $10 back on selected races when your single horse win wager finishes second or third. Don't miss out. Visit the Twin Spires app or twinspires.com to find out which races qualify. Well, we got all the spots taken care of. We got one more live read. Let's jump over to the seventh race. Love these races over the Matt Wynn Turf Course. Got 11 horses entered. I'm not sure if all of them will be coming out of the starting gate. Going a mile and three ace. Now, I've never heard of this stakes race before in my life. The Chorlerwood, $175,000 for four-year-olds and up. Now, it had to be, I don't get the name. Somebody probably could tell me, but I just don't know. Post time is at 9:05. First horse that I'm going to talk about is the Deuce from Mark Cassie, Web Slinger. This horse has been out 16 times. Four wins, 4 seconds, and four thirds. Four times four times four. Right? That's 8, 12 out of 16 for $1,000,002. $1,000,002. This horse, back in June of last year, captured the $225,000 Audubon Stakes going a mile and eighth by almost two lengths at 71 cents to a dollar. That's the last time this four-year-old seen the winner's circle. Okay? It's at Churchill in the Grade 1 Turf Classic, May 4th. Got beat less than two lengths at 14 to 1. I like this horse. We got a jockey change to the Hot Rider. Come in from New York. Jose Ortiz. 4 to 1. Web Slinger. Next horse I'll talk about. What about Command's horse? The three here. Twani Port. 5-year-old by Pioneer of the Nile. When I think of Pioneer of the Nile, I don't think of turf. Florent Giroux in the Irons. 5 to 1. The last time this horse saw the winner's circle was August of last year at Saratoga, going a mile and five ace in the John's Call Stakes for $135,000, wins by four lengths. And since then, it's had some close finishes, but not in the winner's circle. So this horse is 1 for 10 in the last 2 years. 5 to 1. I'm not sure if this horse can win it, but may get a piece of it underneath. The next horse I'll talk about is Charlie Appleby's horse, Bold Act, 3 to 1. Tyler Gaffleon. This horse, last October, in the Grade 3 Sycamore Stakes at Keeneland, going a mile and a half, just gets up. I remember this race. $288 to $1. Wins by three quarters of the length. Then goes back over in Dubai and wins the Dubai City of Gold Emirates Grade 2 event. And then takes some time off and then comes to Keeneland and the Grade 2 Elkhorn, gets beat less than two lengths at 50 cents to a dollar. And then in the Grade 3 Louisville Handicap, didn't get the best of trips. had to be steady at the break. Horse gets to be less than two lengths at 70 cents to a dollar. This is a horse I like. Bold Act, 3-1. I am shocked this horse is 3-1. Charlie Appleby, as I said, is absolutely fantastic. Trust me. And I'm going with his four-year-old in here, Bold Act, with Tyler Gaffney on. And then the only other horse that put a mark on was the 10. Sigouri. Now, this horse is 7 years old. And if you look back on the charts, they claimed this horse for $50,000 at Keeneland. Horse is sitting on a four-race win streak after capturing and beating Bold Act in the Grade 3 Louisville Stakes by almost two lengths at 19-1. And today, this seven-year-old gelding for Mike Mager, Julian Laperrue in the irons, 5-1. 5-1. But man, you claim a horse for 50 and then they come back and run a Grade 3 event and wins that. Somebody got some sharp, sharp eyes. But me personally, here at 9:50 this morning, I'm going to key the 3. I'm going to use Charlie's horse. And then I'm going to put the Deuce Web Slinger underneath, along with Christopher Command's horse, the 3. So I got the 2-3 underneath. And I'm also going to throw in that 10. But I'll tell you a horse in here that I may use in here, even though he's kind of lightly raced. What about the 8 horse, Utah Beach, for Correas, 8-1. Last time in that Louisville handicap was $1.91 to a dollar and gets beat by 7 lengths. I just thought maybe, what about the 8? And if you want to go a little deeper, you may even want to use the other Christopher Command's horse, Winning Spirit, the 9 at 12-1 with Joel Rosario. But I'm going to key the 6 in here, and I've got some of these other horses underneath here in this Mullen 3-Ace Charlerwood Stakes going 170 for $175,000 for 4-year-olds and up. And again, post time is at 9:05. And saying that, get ready for an exciting weekend at Twin Spires, and particularly tonight at Churchill Downs. You can score up to $10 back on selected races when your single horse win wager finishes second or third, which is pretty good. And don't miss out. Visit the Twin Spires app or the twinspires.com to find out which races qualify. So that's a pretty good deal. Right, get $10 back if your horse finishes second or third. Trying to guarantee you. So what time is it here? Oh, we got 9:52. We got plenty of time. So the next race I'm going to talk about is the 10th race. Post time is at 10:42. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 horses on also eligible. They're not expecting any rain tonight, so I'm not sure how some of these horses get in, other than there may be a defection in some of these other horses that decide not to go. But why enter if you're not going to run? Going a mile and 16th, again, over the Matt Wynn turf course. These are for maiden fillies and mares, 3 and up. 3 and up. And got a full field. Full field. And you got some good prices in here. The one mark that I did make in here was the one horse for Rusty Arnold, 3-year-old filly by Omaha Beach, stands for $30,000. Connections paid $130,000 at the 2022 September Keeneland sale. Horse primarily has ran short and on the main track. and is 0-4. So they're taking a shot in here. But the pedigree by Warfront, A-plus being the best, F being the worst, it's an A. You're getting Brian Hernandez, and you're getting 15-1. I just made this note, 15-1. So they're taking a shot here with this filly. Possibly could win it, stretching out in distance for the first time. And Rusty Arnold's only winning at 9% first time on the grass. And when going from dirt to turf, it's winning at 11%. But I just made a note about the pedigree. The other horse in here I looked a little bit at was the three horse, Kimber Spice, three-year-old filly by Gunrunner. Stands for 250, connections paid 300,000 at the August phase of Tipton sale. Horse gets beat less than 9 lengths, but it was in the slop. It was scheduled to be on the turf at Churchill, so the horse stayed in, didn't like it. But the last two starts, once at Fairgrounds going 5.5, horse gets beat half a length. And then at Keeneland going 1/16, straight maiden, his horse gets beat less than 4 lengths at 7-1. Getting 8-1 today for this Michelle Lovell. But she's struggling a little bit. She's only winning 5% at Churchill's meeting. It's a Pennsylvania bred. But I just mentioned that horse. I don't think this horse can win it. Sure, any horse could win it, naturally. But me personally, I just was just looking at the two previous races this filly ran over the turf surfaces and ran pretty good. Pretty good. Then the other horse in here that was a little bit interesting was the 7 Appellate. This horse is by Constitution. You get it? A Constitution Appellate. 3-year-old filly for TAP, Todd Anthony Plesher, that's struggling this meet. It's only winning at 9% by Tappet, $110,000. This horse stands for. They paid $250,000 at the 2022 September Keeneland sale. This horse has been on the grass 3 times, hadn't ran since last October at Keeneland in the Grade 2 Jessamine Stakes. Still hadn't broke his maiden. Had 2 nice, close finishes at Saratoga last July and September. Just gets beat by a head bob. 3-1 today, you get Luis Saez and the addition of Lasix for this 7 horse. Main contender, but the times are a little slow. When he ran out on the turf at Saratoga. Now, I don't know how the turf course was playing. But, again, I think this horse is worthy in this spot. Appellate, 3-1 for Pletcher and Saez. Another horse in here that I put a mark on was the 11 horse for Chad Brown, Reckless Dreamer. 3-year-old filly by Street Sense. Been out 3 times, a 2nd, and that was over a sloppy racetrack in Gulfstream Park. Last time out, May 9th at Churchill Downs, over the turf, going 1/8. This horse was right up there, and for whatever reason, just quit. Was a distant 4th by 6 lengths. I think this horse is going to come back this spot. The 11 horse, Restless Dreamer, Tyler Gaffleon in the irons, 6-1. What a good price. What a good price here. So, and then you got the 13 in here, Luz Davila, Davina. This horse here looks pretty good, but hadn't been out for Tim Hammond since last October. This horse also looks strong, but hadn't been out. A little concerned there. 5-1, but needs a draw in. Possibly could. We'll see what the other horses do in this race. You know, Sherry DeVoe's got this Just the Sky 7-2 in here. Ran well at Belmont Aqueduct May 4th. Ships in to Churchill for this race. Could be letting 4 lengths. I think this horse got a shot, 7-2, but holds the Ortiz. So what I'm going to do in this race, I'm going to do 20 to win, 20 to place on the 11. Restless Dreamer for Chad Brown and Tyler Gaffling on, and then I'm going to throw some of the other horses that I mentioned in this 10th and final race at Churchill tonight. Well, I hear the thing in the background. You know what that tells me? I got to get off here. Well, as I say each week in closing here on Down the Stretch here on 93.9 DeVille, good luck in smart wagering today at the races.